Last time we started the sugya on Daf Chafei Amid Beis, Chosan v'Shishbin and V'chol Bnei Achuk. So the Gemara says that they put them in a sukkah. We mentioned this in Machlokes. We've shown him why they put them in a sukkah. The Ran says they put them because they're oskim b'mitzvah. Oskim mitzvah is put them in a mitzvah. All these individuals are oskim b'mitzvah, and the mitzvah of being the sameach v'chosan and kala. And the Raivid disagrees. He says that they put them because mitzvah is put them in a sukkah. If we don't allow them to be mesameach properly, they'll be mitzvah, so therefore they're potim in a sukkah. So the Gemara is, v'lechlu b'sukkah, v'lechlu b'sukkah, ain't simcha le b'chuppah. Can they be mesameach in the sukkah? No, since ain't simcha le b'chuppah, so therefore we have to allow them to be sameach in the chuppah and not to sit in the sukkah. V'lechlu b'sukkah, v'lechlu b'chuppah, let them eat in the sukkah and be sameach in the chuppah. Efshel kaim shneim, they can do both. So the Gemara says no. Ain simcha ela b'makom suda. Simcha has to be makom suda. Achil and shtia is the makom of simcha. So therefore, we have to allow them not to go to the sukkah, so that they'll be able to eat b'makom the chuppah. They'll be sameach properly. Now the Gemara asks the third kasha. V'lev b'chuppah b'sukkah. What's the problem? Let's put the chuppah into the sukkah. Let the chosan and kala live there. Let them have the chuppah in the sukkah, and then you'll have everything. They'll be sameach in the chuppah, ein simchel b'makom suda, ein simchel b'chuppah, and they'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah as well. Abaye amar mishum yichud v'rava amar mishum tzar chosan. Abaye and Rava have a machlokas is why we can't put the chuppah in the sukkah. And once we can't put the chuppah in the sukkah, then we have to allow them to be sameach in the chuppah, and to eat in the chuppah, and not to sit in the sukkah. We have to pocket them from the sukkah. Why not? Zokta baye mishum yichud. We're afraid of yichud. What does that mean? Rashi says, mishum yichud, estam sukkah, hayu osim begag oseyen. They would make their sukkahs in the roofs. Derech biyav yitzir sham l'rabim tomid b'bnei ha-torach. People are not walking up and down the stairs to get to the roof. We're afraid that maybe the chosan will go downstairs to take care of his needs, his bodily needs, other needs that he has, and someone who's remaining in the sukkah will be misyachid with the kala. If you have a chuppah that's not upstairs, not in the attic, not on the roof, so then we're not afraid of yichud because people are going in and out. But if the sukkah is on the roof, then we're afraid that someone's going to remain with the kala. They'll be misyachid with the kala. When the chassan leaves the sukkah and goes downstairs in order to take care of his needs. That's one reason why we can't put the chuppah on the sukkah. It's Abaye's reason. What does Rava say? Mishum tzar chassan. Tzar chassan, shamokom tzaru pasuach, she'en lo el ha-sholosh defonu, su'bosh lusachikim kalosam. Rava says, no, it's not because of yichud, but rather it's because the mokom of the sukkah is tzaru pasuach. It's narrow, it's open. It only has three walls. What does that mean, it only has three walls? Because the Gemara in the first parak, for those who learned a little bit of sukkah this year, Gemara in the first parak says, Me'ikra adin, shtayim kil chosun u'shlish esafilu tefach. It's a machlokas tanoim, but we paskin like the chachamim, that really a sukkah only has to have three walls. And in fact, the third wall doesn't have to be a full wall. The shear of a sukkah ktana is zayin tfachim by zayin tfachim, not too big, right? And the third wall only has to be a tefach. Shtayim kil chosun, two kimin gam, two like an L, and shlishes afilu tefach. Shtayim kol chosan, shlishes afilu tefach. The tefach is really supposed to be within 2.9 of the other wall. That means it's a lavud. Lavud is three tefachim. Lavud is less than three tefachim, I should say. If it's less than three tefachim, we say lavud kisasam dami. So that means that if the wall is going to be a tefach, and lavud kisasam dami is 2.9 between that wall and the second wall, so then you have a rov of that wall, sasam. Right, you have 3.9 out of 7, sasam. And then there's a shayla. Do you need a tzuras ha-pesach? Kona mikav v'kona mikav v'kona al gabeyan. For the rest of the 7. This is not drawn to scale. Okay, let's say you have tefach, and then you have 2.9. And the question is, do you need a tzuras ha-pesach for the rest of it? Right, to equal up to the seven. Shaila, do you need it? Can it be done with only a Tzuras HaPesach? Do you need the Tefach and the Tzuras HaPesach? It's a complicated Gemara. But basically, The one thing that's clear from the Gemara is that according to the Chachamim, Yitak only need three walls. You don't even need three walls, Lechora, right? But the fourth wall definitely can be Pasuach. The fourth wall can definitely be Pasuach. So that's what Rava says, Mishum Tzar Chos, and the Mokom is Tzar u'Pasuach. It's narrow, it's a small area, and it's Pasuach, it's open to people, so he's a fidus. He can't talk with his Kala in a lightheaded way. He's not going to feel comfortable, so therefore, because it's Tzar Chos, we don't force him to put the chuppah in the sukkah. My benai, what's the chiluk between Abai and Rava? If there are people who are going up and down, so if the problem is yichud, then there's no issue if people are going up and down. If the problem is tzarchosan, then there is a problem. Over abzera, ano achli besukkah v'chadi b'chuppah v'kolshken d'chadi liboy d'kovid natarti. Reb Zera concludes by saying, I pushed myself, I would eat in the sukkah, I'd be chodi b'chuppah, I would do the simcha b'chuppah, I would eat in the sukkah, I'd try to do everything, make sure that I can be sameach even without achila b'chuppah. Presumably he's being machmer himself. And because I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to, I'm doing all the mitzvahs, chodi liboy, I'll be b'simcha. Avid natarti, I'm able to do sukkah, I was able to be sameach properly in the chuppah, and everything is fine. What's this machlokas Abaye and Rava as to why we can't put the chuppah into the sukkah? Abaye says mishum yichud, and Rava disagrees. Rava apparently is arguing with the tam Abaye suggests. He's saying apparently mishum yichud doesn't apply over here. Abaye's tam l'chor is very difficult. Abaye says that there's a problem of yichud if you put the chuppah in the sukkah because we're afraid that the chosin is going to go down, lasos tzurachav, and someone's going to be nisyachiv with the kam. The Gemara Kedushin on Daf Pei Aleph has a famous din. The Gemara quotes Rabba, who says that Baila Be'ir ain't choshem mishum yichud. That if Baila's Be'ir, if a woman's husband is in the city, not just in the house, somewhere in the city, so then there's no chashash of yichud. Normally we assume that there's yichud arais if one man is going to be misyached with one woman. But comes Rabba and says that Baila Be'ir, there's no chashash of yichud. Why? Says Rashi says that she has emas baila, the woman has fear of her husband, if he's in the area. He's in the area. Maybe he'll come. Or even if he's not going to come, there are some poskim who say that she has emas baila just because he's in the area. She doesn't feel comfortable. She's under the aura of the husband, so she's not going to do anything. So baila beir and choshim mishem yichud, why is Abaye concerned with yichud over here? The chosin's not going anywhere. He's going to take care of tzrochav in the home, outside the home, but he's still in the area, in the basic area. It's by Labiyah, so why should there be a chashash of yichud? Why is Abaye concerned? We don't find Abaye argues against Rabba and says that there is no heter of by Labiyah. So if Rabba in the Gemara Kedusha says there's a heter of by Labiyah, why is Abaye so concerned about yichud here? So one answer might be, we have to understand, what does it mean that en choshem mishem yichud of by Labiyah? So Rashi and Tosis have a famous machlokas over there. Rashi says that which Rabba claims that by Labiyah en choshem mishem yichud doesn't mean there's no issi yichud. It means there's no makas mardas for yichud. Again, in the case of yichud, we don't know that a bia took place. We don't know that any issa was actually violated. There's a chashash. So we're not going to give the person malkas daraisa just for the yichud. It's just a sofek, right? She's not a sota. It's just a sofek, right? There was a yichud. It wasn't a kinu yistira. It's not a real din sota. But it's a sofek. It's inappropriate to do that. If there's an isser, a person with whom someone has an isser, is not supposed to be misyach. It's not supposed to be alone with that individual. So Rashi says that the reason that what it means, the Baila Be'ir and Choshem Mishem Yichud, that means that there's no Makas Mardus. The Chachamim instituted, there's no Malkas Daraisa, because we don't know for sure that an isser took place. There's no Hasra, there are no Edim. But there's makas derabbanan, makas mardus. When I give makas to a person who's misyached with someone with whom he's not allowed to have beer. So says Rashi, if baila be'ir, we're not as afraid that a ma'isa beer took place. It's a little bit less of a chashash. So therefore, we're not going to give the makas mardus. But issa yichud still exists according to Rashi, even though baila be'ir. Tosis is troubled with this based on the Gemara. Right, the Gemara later tells a story. Based on that story, Tosas a kasha on Rashi. He doesn't like the Rashi. He's concerned about the Rashi. So Tosas gives a different pshat. Tosas says, no, baila be'ir and choshem mishem yichud means pshuto k'mashmo, exactly what you thought it means. means that if Baila Be'ir, she has Emas Baila, there's no Issa Yichud Bechlal. There's no Issa Yichud Bechlal. Machokas Rashi and Tosis is what's the heter of Baila Be'ir? Is there really a heter for the Issa, or do we just say that there's no Makas Mardis? Rashi says there's no Makas Mardis, but there's still an Issa. Tosis says no. There's no Issa Bechlal. There's no Issa Bechlal. So according to Rashi, we have an answer to our kasha. Kasha was, why is Abaye Choshesh Mishem Yichud over here? Isn't it Baila Be'ir? Baila Be'ir, so what kind of a chashash of Yichud is there going to be? The Chosan is going downstairs. He's taking care of his tzirochim, but he's staying in the area. So if you hold Baila Be'ir, Choshesh Mishem Yichud means that there's no Issa, so then why is Abaye concerned about Yichud? The answer is, according to Rashi, there's no kasha at all. Because according to Rashi, even if you hold it, there's no chashash Yichud with Baila Be'ir, that doesn't mean it's mutter. It means there's no Makas Mardis, but there's still an Isser. That's Abaye's Chashash. There's still an Isser. Even though Baila Be'ir, there still is an Isser. According to Tosfos, though, the Kasha still remains. According to Tosfos, that there's no Isser Bechlal. If Baila Be'ir, so why is Abaye concerned? Mishum Yichud here, Baila Be'ir, so there shouldn't be any Isser Yichud Bechlal. What is that Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos based on? Why should I assume that even if Baila Be'ir, there still is an Issa? Rashi says, there still is an Issa, there's just no Makas Mardis. And Tosfos says, no, there's no Issa B'chlam. What's the Machlokas? Right? Everyone agrees to what Baila Be'ir accomplishes. Right? She has Emas Baila, and therefore we're less concerned that there's going to be a Be'ir over here. That it's going to lead to something improper. So why should there be a Machlokas whether there is an Issa or not? Rav Shach, in his Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchas Yisuri Be'ir, I think at the beginning of Perek Chof Aleph, Rav Shach suggests that maybe Rashi and Tosfos are arguing about a very fundamental issue. What's the Issa Yichud based on? Well, what's the nature of the Issa? Do we say that it's an Issa Machmas Atzmo? It's an Issa, right? That just like it's also to have deal with certain individuals, Arayas and Chayvei Lavim, it's also to have deal with them. So kreva to Isurei Bia is also us. That's an inappropriate act. Whether it leads to Bia or doesn't lead to Bia. Kreva la Arayas and kreva la Isurei Bia is also us, machmas atzma, because it's an inappropriate act. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, maybe the Issa Yichud is like a siyog l'bia. It's a siyog l'bia. It's a kind of gzeira d'araisa. Normally, when we talk about gzeiras, we think that they're the rabbanim. Chazal instituted all kinds of gzeiras. Like Chazal said that there's a gzeira that you'll carry a shofar in the Rishas Arabim. So they said you can't blow shofars for Rosh Hashanah, Chalios, B'Shabbos. There are all kinds of gzeiras that Chazal have. Right? There's a gzeira that you can't leave food on the fire if it's not fully cooked because you might be mechata b'gacholim on Shabbos. I can't leave food on the fire on Shabbos if it's not fully. There's so many types of gzeiros. Chazal makes siyogim to protect the Torah. Su siyog la Torah. So we normally assume that siyogim and gzeiros are all the rabbanim, but there are some instances where there are siyogim that the achronim, the rishonim, say that it's a siyog daraisa. It's a siyog daraisa. The nature of the issur is that it's a siyog daraisa. The mashal, the kesef mishnah in Hilchos Tumas Mei says the issur of bishul basa v'chalav. That's not an issur machmas atzma. It's not that the Torah wanted to ask the Bishul Bas B'chalav. Bishul Bas B'chalav is a siyog otu achila. That the Torah wanted us to be misrachek from eating Bas B'chalav that was cooked together. So therefore, the Torah asked even Bishul, even the cooking itself. The cooking itself is also asr, and it's an isser d'oraisa, so that we will keep ourselves far away from the achila Bas B'chalav. One day in the Keset Mishnah, that's a siyog d'oraisa. Right? The isser Bishul Bas B'chalav, bishul of meat and milk, that's an issa d'oraisa, and yet the Kesef Mishnah, in one opinion, is assuming that it's only a siyog. It's a siyog otu achila. So one could say the same over here, that the issa yichud is a siyog otu bia. That if a person has an issa bia with this individual, then the Torah prohibited even yichud with that person, because we're afraid the yichud is going to lead to more, it's going to lead to bia. Rav Shach wanted to suggest that that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Baila bia in choshen mishem yichud, what does that mean in choshen mishem yichud? Rashi says it's still awesome. There's no makas mardus. Why does Rashi say it's still awesome? But if Baila Be'ir, if Emas Baila Aleha, if she's afraid of her husband, it's not going to lead to Bia. The answer is Rashi assumes that the Issa Yichud is an Issa Machmas Atzma. It's inappropriate to be Mesiachay with Yisurei Bia, even if it's not going to lead to Bia. To get close to someone who's an Issa Bia for you, that's Asa by itself, even if it's not going to lead to anything. So Baila Bia is a situation where we're not afraid it's going to lead to Bia. But if it's an Issa Machmas Asmo, the Issa still exists. That's why Rashi learns that Baila Bia and Choshem Yishem Yichud doesn't mean there's no Issa, it means there's no Makas Mardis. But Tosfos learns that the Issa Yichud is a Siog Labia. It's a Siog Labia, it's not an Issa Machmas Asmo. It's a Siog Labia. Not an Issa Machmas Atzmo, but rather it's a Siog Labia. Tosfos says if it's a Siog Labia and by Labia, we're not afraid it's going to lead to Bia, then it's Hetagam. Hetagam according to Tosfos. And that's the Machlokes rational basis. So according to Rashi, we have a working Pshat in the Gemara. Abai is Choshesh B'Shem Yichud, even though it's by Labia, because he says that there still is an Issa by Labia, that's Rashi. There's no Makas Matas, but there still is an Issa, even though we're not afraid that it's going to lead to anything. But according to Tosfos, we still have a kasha. Why is Abaye so concerned about Yichud? If Baila Be'ir and Choshem Shem Yichud, there's no Isser at all. Because the Isser Yichud is a Siog Labia. And if Baila Be'ir, she has an Amos Baila, we're not afraid it's going to lead to Bia. So then Abaye shouldn't be concerned about Yichud here either. Stam of the Chosin is Be'ir, so there shouldn't be any Isser at all. Question, Jeremy.
Shouldn't Rashi need like a Pasuk or some kind of source to say that it's... That's an
Isser. Well, Sikrivu Legalos Erva.
He's saying that's
Sikrivu Legalos Erva, according to Zemri Shonim, is the mocker for Isser Yichud. Yes. Well, Sikrivu, to come close. So the question is, what does to come close mean? Is to come close also because it leads to Gilui Erva? Or no, to come close is also Machmas Atzma. That's the shame. So how do we understand that by according to Tosfos? So there are two possible answers to this question. One is to say that Taisus can hide behind Rava. Taisus could say, maybe that's the Machlokas Abai and Rava. Rava argues against Abai and says, there is no Chashash of Yichud, maybe because he holds it's Baila Be'ir, and in Choshe Mishum Yichud means that there's no Issa Bechlal, and that's goofa why he argues against Abai. Of course, what's difficult about that is that Rabba in Kiddushin says that Baila Be'ir and Choshe Mishum Yichud, Abai was a Talmud of Rabba. We don't see that Abai argues against Rabba. So to say that there's a machlokas here, whether b'choshesh b'shem yichud by Baila Be'ir, it's difficult. To say that Abai and Rava are arguing about the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, as to how to understand Baila Be'ir, they both agree that Baila Be'ir and choshesh b'shem yichud, but they're arguing about, you know, how does it play out? Is it also machmas atzmo, or is it also mishum siog labia? It's fancy, it's cute, but you know, I don't know if that's necessarily the pshat. I thought that there's a simple answer for Abai. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells a story. Gemara says Rav Yosef and his wife were living in a home, and Rav Bibi was visiting with them, and he was in the attic, he was in the upper story. Korach Rifta, they broke bread together, and then Rav Bibi went back upstairs, and he said, Shkulu Darga Mitosi Bibi, take the ladder away from Bibi. Because he was afraid Rav Yosef would leave the home, and then he'd be Mesiache with his wife. Rav Yosef's wife. Shkulu Daga Mitosi Bibi. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Rav Yosef wasn't going far. He's still Be'ir. So why was Rav Bibi so concerned? Rav Yosef is Be'ir. Baila Be'ir Choshem Mishem Yichud. So why did he say Shkulu Daga Mitosi Bibi? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Shani Rav Bibi Dushushbinte Havi. Rav Bibi was very close to Rav Yosef and his wife. Libo Gasva. Rav Yosef's wife and Rav Bibi had a friendly relationship. Obviously, it was still a certain distance, but they were friendlier than most because they knew each other well. So he was concerned of Yichud, even though there was Baila Be'ir. So that Gemara tells you that if Libo Gaspa, the heter of Baila Be'ir does not apply. So Efshah, perhaps the answer over here is that Abai was afraid of Yichud because what are we talking about? Who are we talking about? We're talking about the Shushbinim and the Bnei HaChuppah of the Chassan. Not all the Shishvinim of the Chassan know the Kala. Sometimes the friends of the Chassan don't know the Kala so well. They know the Chassan well, they don't know the Kala. But Efshah, maybe some of the Shishvinim do know the Kala. Maybe the Shadchan knew both. Or whatever. You know, you could see that some of the Shishvinim might be Libo Gaspa with the Kala. So if Libo Gaspa with the Kala, then the Heter by Levi is not going to apply. Maybe that's the point. Abai was concerned that some of the Shishvinim would be Libo Gaspa Kala. And if they're familiar with the Kala, then maybe the heter of Baila Be'ir doesn't apply. Even according to Tosfos, who says that Baila Be'ir removes the whole Issa, but if Libo Gaspa, we see from the Gemara in Kedushin that it doesn't remove the Issa. So maybe that's Abaye's concern. That's why he was Choshesh Mishum Yichud. And Rabbi says, no, it's only a Chashash Ba'alma. If you know that Libo Gaspa, it's going to be a problem. But to say that they shouldn't go, they shouldn't put the Chuppah in the Sukkah, because it's a Chashash Rochok, that the Shishbinim are going to be so friendly with the Kala, it's going to be Libam Gaspam. There's no need to be choshish for that, says Rava. That's why Rava suggests, forget about Yichud. It's not necessarily a chashash over here. The real problem is Tzar Chosan. Yichud might not be a problem. Abai says, no, Yichud is enough of a problem because we're afraid that some of the Sheshbinim are going to be Libam Gas Bekala. And if they're Libam Gas Bekala, they're so familiar, then there will be an Asi Yichud, even though by Lesbian. Okay, I think that's a working shot in the Gemara. Questions? Yeah.
Do we ever see this idea of like getting rid of a getter from the Torah or whatever if the reason there is not applicable for the
Isser Machmasas? Sure. Not for the Isser Machmasas. The old well, if you understand the reason of the Isser, I mean that's the whole question, right? Is that really the reason? But if we'll interpret that the reason is a Siyag Labiyah, so then it makes a lot of sense that the parameters of the halacha should depend on the reasons of the halacha. So if the reason doesn't apply, why should the halacha apply? It makes perfect sense.
If there's no chance that I eat milk with meat, am I allowed to cook it together for a different reason?
So there is a whole discussion. Let's say I'm cooking basa b'chalav, but there's no way that cooking is going to be able to lead to an achila. The Chabina Rav in the Chuvas Dovev Meisharim, he was asked a case that he was asked a shayla about a case that they had a certain chocolate, and there was someone found out or thought that there might be some trace of basar in the chocolate. So they wanted a test to see if the chocolate is actually basar b'chalav. So some chemist said that if you introduce a certain chemical, you can figure out, if you cook it with a certain chemical, you'll be able to figure out whether there's basar there. So the shaila was, is that a problem of bishul basar b'chalav? Yes, it's related to many questions, because it's already mavushal, it's bishul achar bishul, but that's part of the shaila. So one of the points that the Chabina makes is that perhaps we can say that since it's not going to be roi l'achila after the bishul, because you're cooking it with the chemical, so maybe the issa bishul doesn't apply. What does one have to do with the other? It's bishul basa b'chalav. Why should... The answer is, if the whole problem of bishul basa b'chalav is a siyag l'achila, if it can't lead to an achila, maybe the issa bishul doesn't apply either. There are other achran that want to go even further than that, and they want to say, let's say you cook basa b'chalav in a culinary school. You have no intent to eat that basa b'chalav, but you have to get through the course. So if you don't have das to eat, maybe that also should be mutter, because the whole issa bishul is only a siyag l'achila. If you don't have das to eat, so then there shouldn't be an issa bishul. That's a much bigger chiddush, because there it's roi l'achila. It's just you don't have das to eat. So there one could say if it's roi l'achila, then the issa bishul should kick in. But you see that the achronim are talking about this shaila, where the bishul is only a siyag l'achila, and if it's not going to lead to achila for some reason, maybe the issa bishul should not apply. Pashup shot is we don't pask in that way. Pashup shot is we say it's usr in all circumstances. You really can't cook basa b'chalav in a culinary school. Find someone else to do that for you. You got to get out of that part of the course. That's the pashup shot. That the issa bishul basa b'chalav is an issa machmasatz when it applies in all circumstances, whether it's going to lead to achila or it's not going to lead to achila. Yeah.
How does Rashi read the Gemara in Kiddushin when it says, or the Gemara asks, why was the letter removed if the husband's in the same city?
Right, that's Tosfos Kash.
Right, so how would Rashi read it?
It's a good Kash, we have to work on that Rashi. We have to work on that Rashi. Right, it's a tough Kash. Tough Kash, it's hard to know what Rashi's going to say. Right, from the Gemara, the Gemara is asking, right, the whole Kash of the Gemara is, Baila Be'ir, Rav Yosef was in the city, so why is Rav Bibi concerned? Baila Be'ir and Choshim Mishamichot. According to Rashi, there's still an Issa. I don't know. You got to work on that Kasha. It's a tough Kasha. Look at the Achron. Look at the Pnei Yeshua. You should look at some of the Achron and see if you can get a tear. It's a tough Kasha. Tough Kasha against Rashi. What does Rav say? Rav gives the other answer. Mishum Tzar Chosim. What does it mean, Tzar Chosim? The Rashi says, "Mokom tsaru pasuach she'en le'lasholosh defanis." It's bosh l'sachek and kalosa. So the Magen Avram in Ilchas Sukkah in Siman Tov Reish Mem in Sifkod Yud Aleph, he says, according to Rashi, "Bisman hazeh, we make our sukkahs with four walls. Who makes a sukkah with only three walls? We make an open sukkah. Sukkahs with four walls. So if that's the case, according to Rava, we seem to paskin like Rava. According to Rava, there should be a chiyuv to put the chuppah into the sukkah, because right, there's no problem." It'll be a closed area. It's not going to be pasuach. So, according to Rashi, if it's not going to be a makom pasuach, so then he's not going to be boshul sachek and kalasas. So then he should be mechuyev to put the chuppah into the sukkah. Others point out that if you look carefully at Rashi, Rashi really is mentioning tzvei dinim. Rashi doesn't just say that the makom is pasuach. What else does Rashi say? The makom is tzar, tzadi reish. It's tzar. It's narrow. It's a small area. Yeah, the sukkah is not like a person's dining room. A smaller area. It's more constricted. So he's not going to... So what? He can't talk with his kalas. The makom is constricted. What's Rashi saying? Makom pasuach. I understand. He's boshul sachek and kalosam. But what's the point of the makom being tsar? Right, notice Rashi says hamakom tsar upasuach. He mentions pasuach second. Makom tsar upasuach she'en le'lashosh defanosh suboshul sachek and kalosam. What's this makom tsar? Does someone want to suggest, the Magen Mishnah in Chesukah, Perek Vav, wants to suggest that maybe Pshat in Rashi is along the lines of the Me'iri. The Me'iri, here in the Sugya, the Me'iri says, what's the Tzar Chosen? What's the Tzar Chosen? Tzar Chosen. There's the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, "Hashem Atomer Yaseh Chupa B'Socha Suka Iefsher Shetzarhu L'Chosan L'Hislake B'Suka Achas Im Kol Chaburos." It's a tsar, Sadi Ayin Reish. It's a tsar for the Chosan to be mislakeit in the Sukkah with his whole Chabura. What does that mean? That means that he has a big Chabura. 5 guys, 10 guys, 15 guys. They're not going to be able to sit in the Sukkah, fit in the Sukkah. It's going to be cramped in the sukkah. That's the problem. It's a tsar for the chosam because the mokom is tsar. Tsar for the chosam because the mokom is tsar. Since it's a narrow place, you can't get the whole chabura in there. So it's going to be a tsar for the chosam. It's painful for the chosam. He's not going to be sameach because he wants to have a chabura of 20, 25 guys. You know, lebedik. In the sukkah, he can't have the lebedik matzav that he wants. So it's going to be a tzar for the chosin, he's not going to be the simcha. Rashi's mentioning 2 points over here. He's saying the reason why it's a tzar for the chosin is because the mokom is tzar, the mokom is narrow, and he can't get the whole chabura like the Me'iri. And secondly, the mokom is pasuah, so he's boshul sachek and kalos. He's not going to be able to speak in a light-headed manner, in a friendly manner with his kala, because it's an open area. People can see what he's talking about. They can see them laughing together, and if they're laughing together, he's not going to feel comfortable. The Ra'ah offers a third and final interpretation. The Ra'ah says that what's the tzar chosin? Rava amar mishum tzar chosin lalos l'sukkah v'leireid mimena. The tzar for the chosin is to go up to the sukkah. You know, the sukkahs were on the gagos. It's a tzar for the chosin. Tzar for the chosin to go up to the sukkah. So that's why we say that he can be chodi b'chupa and he doesn't have to go to the sukkah. What's going on over here? Tzar for the chosin to go to the sukkah. Heichon motzinu that if someone is mitzar to get to the sukkah, he's called a mitzar, potem in a sukkah. If it's a tzar for the chosin, it's a tzar for everyone else to get to the sukkah. They put their sukkahs on the roof. They put their sukkahs on the roof, so it's a tzar for anyone to get to the sukkah. I want to stay downstairs. Well, I have to schlep up the stairs to get to the sukkah. Heichon motzinu that mitzar, potem in a sukkah applies if a person is mitzar to get to the sukkah. If that's the case, everyone should be part of him sitting in the sukkah. The sukkah is not inside the home. Even if you have a sukkah on your deck, it's still a tzar. You know, I mean, I guess it's not so tzar. You can function through it. Okay, but let's say the sukkah is not quite on the deck outside the kitchen. You know, you got to go into your backyard, come out with all the food and the pots and the this and that. It's a little bit of a tzar. Heichem Hatzina, the people who are mitzar to get to the sukkah, they're going to be part of him. What's the Ra'ah saying? The chosin is potter because he's mitzvah to climb up to the sukkah, climb upstairs to the gag. Evan?
Well, yeah, just simply, as you say, it's also, it's not like he's going to the sukkah to, like, do busy work. Like, it's the day of his, like, after wedding, like, he's going to see his newlywed wife. You'd think that he'd do that willingly.
What do you mean? What are you saying? Say more.
All three of the opinions, both Rashi, Me'iri, the Me'iri and Ra seem to be doing, like, oh, there's, like, a physical tsar, right? Either there's, like, physically not enough space, or physically it's, like, hard to go up and down, but just the concept of tsar chosin seems to be more emotional than Rashi says, and yet it's out of that, like that the Ra'ah takes, like just totally rejects the idea that it could be emotional tzar and goes all the way to physical tzar, even though it doesn't even make any sense that like everyone has to go up and down to the sukkah. No, not everyone is potter.
So why taka is the chassan potter according
yeah,
to the Ra'ah?
No idea.
Sefer Avodas David wants to suggest that the chassan is unique. Everyone else is mitzvah to get to the sukkah. What's the person doing? Doing whatever private things he's doing. Is he involved in mitzvahs? No. He's doing his own private affairs, and when he has to eat, we tell him to go to the sukkah. Such a person is not potter just because he has to walk up the stairs to get to the sukkah. We'll talk in the future about this idea of mitzvah to get to the sukkah, to bring things to the sukkah. Maybe if the sukkah is very far away and it's a tzar to get to the sukkah, maybe there will be some kind of a p'tur. But generally speaking, a person is not mitzvah to get to the sukkah. He's not enough mitzvah. Chassan's unique. Because even the makshin in this Gemara wasn't assuming the chassan's going to hang around in the sukkah the whole day. He's not going to be hanging around in the sukkah. He only would go to the sukkah. Lev duchupa b'sukkah means when the chevra comes, so then let them go to the sukkah. Chevra's not going to be in the guy's house the whole time. They sleep in their own house. They sleep in the hotel. They sleep in their friend's house. And then they come, they daven. You know, they'll chapa minyan. 8:30. Right? They'll chapa minyan. You're being samaya, right? They'll chapa minyan. And ultimately, they'll come for the breakfast at 9:30, at 10 o'clock. Then they'll be samaya. So then they'll say, okay, let's go to the sukkah. The chassan has been talking to his kala downstairs already. He's been misamech with the kala. He's involved in a mitzvah. For him, it's a tzar to schlep the kala upstairs to the sukkah. He's already involved in the mitzvah. He's being misamech his kala. For him, there's an extra tzar because he's here. He's comfortable. She's comfortable. He's comfortable. They're talking to each other. So now the chevra comes. You're going to schlep them up to the sukkah, force him to go to the sukkah and stop being samech with his kala. Stop being involved in the mitzvah. I'm not saying that he's osik b'mitzvah, so he's potter from the sukkah. No, but because the tzar is generated from the mitzvah, so maybe there he's considered mitzvah potter from the sukkah. For him, we'll give the p'tur of mitzvah because his tzar is not just a personal tzar. His tzar is generated by the mitzvah because he's already osik in the mitzvah downstairs. Not that he's potem in a mitzvah because he's also a mitzvah, but his mitzvah is different than everyone else's tzar. Everyone else's tzar, they're just mitzvah to get to the sukkah. So what? That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to go to the sukkah. But since the chassan is already being sameach with his kala, so you're going to tell me now to stop being sameach with the kala downstairs and schlep him to the sukkah? He's mitzvah to be forced to stop being samech now and to go to the sukkah to be samech in the sukkah. So it's dafka for the chosen that this kind of mitzvah applies. It's still a chiddush. The Ra'ah's svar is still a chiddush because we're going to say that the chosen is mitzvah. He will say mitzvah part of the sukkah because he's mitzvah to get to the sukkah. That whole idea of mitzvah to get to the sukkah, that's a big chiddush. But it's only by chosen that we're willing to say it because his tzar is generated by the fact that he's already osik b'mitzvah. He's samech with his wife here. So we're not going to force him to stop being samech with his wife here and schlep him to the sukkah to be samech with his wife. Yeah.